Neat.
Neat, dude.
All right. Can you guess what episode we're on, Britton?
The anniversary, dude.
Yeah, it's episode 52.
And what do you know? The pride and true people of the Bluey Sports are here. Where everyone else at? I don't know.
The OGs.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what we do.
That's what happens. So we gotta, you know. Dude, we can actually, I mean, I totally forgot that was this one.
Yeah. So, let's do this properly then. Welcome, everybody, to Pieces of Blue, the weekly Blue Esports podcast. This is episode 52 with your boys, Lo Jeppy and BM Tradition. We've been at this for a whole year now, and then some, actually, because we've skipped some weeks here and there due to holidays. And
E3, which we'll talk about later.
Well, yeah, yeah.
We'll talk about that a little later.
We skipped last week because of E3.
Yes. Everyone came and hung out. That was a really good time. That was a lot of cool
It was. We broadcast a lot of E3 stuff. There's a ton of cool games. I have to go buy a PlayStation now.
Oh, goodness.
So, look, let's be honest. There's no reason to have an Xbox yet.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, they announced, or they announced, they teased Halo Infinite.
But they teased the engine.
Yeah, they did a tech demo, a brief tech demo. But the way they, the rumors are going that this game won't be out until like 2020.
Yeah, well, a lot of the community is actually really worried because they don't really know what they're gonna play because they really don't want to play Halo 5 for another year and a half, almost 2 years.
Yeah,
which I don't blame them. But I think there was thoughts of like Halo 3 going around in the circuit again too, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, there was a tweet from Tashi a couple weeks ago that was talking about that, where it's like they're the internal team at 343 is thinking about putting Halo 3 into the circuit just because nobody wants to play H5, which is unfortunate because it's not like it's a bad game. Yeah. It's just the scene is a bunch of spoiled kids. So,
well, it's, I don't know. I think the Halo community has been like that though. It's just very, I think we've been rubbed the wrong way too many times, so that everyone is just really salty, and whenever they do get some leeway, we kind of just shut it down.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
But
that actually kind of leads to an interesting conversation I had earlier. I had two parts in. I said two things, but it was going on forever with these other guys. An old Halo kid, Stictality, and also Vice President of Madrinas. I hang out in his Discord. We play PUBG and whatnot.
Right.
We both have these kind of same feelings towards Realm Royale, and he put it into words really well. And he was saying that he doesn't find the gunplay in Realm Royale fun. And I think that's what my perception of it is, too. Like, I like Realm Royale and the concepts it has for BRs. The mounts, the class system, and the abilities. Like, it's great.
Right.
But the fights are boring, in my opinion. Rather than gunplay.
Well, they did an update recently, too, where they fixed some of the issues. So, I know the Heirloom rifle, they up the fire rate and down the damage, so it's not as, like, just a go-to.
Aww.
So, it shoots way faster now. I think, I don't know if I sent you the patch. I think I sent you the patch notes a while ago.
You did.
But they changed that and they increased some of the like refire rates and stuff with the game. It's fun. I mean, I know you don't really, you're having a hard time enjoying it, which is fine because, I mean, it's your cup of tea.
I haven't played it since the patch, yeah. So I might give it another shot.
The new patch, I mean, it's pretty good. I will say the developers of Realm Royale High Res, they've been putting a lot of backing behind this game, and you see a lot of top streamers like Ninja, Dr. Lupo. I mean, when they're not streaming Fortnite, they're over there playing Realm Royale. I mean, Summit 1G has been playing it all the time too, and a bunch of people.
It's not as big though, like, no. Obviously.
Well, no, it's not going to be.
When Ninja switches his stream from Fortnite to Realm Royale.
He drops from 130,000 to 90,000 still. It's still quite a bit.
I watched him yesterday when he dropped. It was at 150, and he dropped down to 75.
Which is still insane amount of viewership for that game.
It's still great viewership, yes, but it's obvious where and what people want to see right now.
I mean, that's...
just Fortnite.
I mean, yeah.
Which is fine. That's cool.
I mean, for Ninja, but I feel like...
next year
you feel like in general, like, smaller streams, it would be... streaming games like that is just...
I know my community on my personal stream doesn't like watching me play Fortnite anymore. They all came in last night. I was streaming. I played Fortnite for like 3 hours. Got wins. No. We were just wrecking kids. And as soon as I switched to a different game, a bunch of the other people showed up. They're like, oh, God. Thank God, not Fortnite anymore.
Yeah. Well, no, that's why I do half and half on my streams. A lot of the times when I stream, I'll do, you know, Fortnite until I can't stand it. And I try and mix it up. I do a lot of, like, creative stuff when I'm playing Fortnite to keep it interesting. And then when I play Realm Royale, it's, you know, I switch over to that. And I always, I mean, I have, you know, it's fun. And I actually can win games in that. I've been closing out, getting some high kill games in Realm, which is really cool.
Are you going to go pro?
No. Bet.
Oh.
I enjoy the game. It's super fun. Like, I love the... I don't know. The mechanics make it really interesting in games. It's a different, you know, turn on it. It's not like, oh, drop in and you just loot stuff and then
shoot
people.
I mean, it still is. You still have
it's
to
just
loot.
Well, I know, but the abilities and stuff add it, make it a different level of, like...
it's a whole other dynamic. Yeah, one of the guys that I was talking to in this conversation, he was describing, you know, his thing. He plays as the mage using the ice healing, and because... mm-hmm. You know, it's a projectile-based system. He was just waiting for the timing of the shots from his opponent and just standing there and then healing on each shot so that he doesn't take any damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then was, returning fire in between or something like that.
Right.
And it does make an entirely different dynamic. I'm just not 100% enthralled with it yet.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was bored of Fortnite also. Until I went and sat down in a competitive setting.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And actually, I mean, if you play with, like, really sweaty kids, at least in any game, for me, when I play with, like, really sweaty people, I have a lot of fun. Like, yeah. I it's different when I go in and we go in and play with, like, our casual group of people we usually play with that don't really, you know, play games like that a lot, which is fine. I enjoy playing games with them. But on the other hand, like, I like to play with people that are, like, super, like, skilled in the game that'll help us win. Better chances of winning the game, too, which makes it... way
super
better.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
Super sweaty. That's really what
that's
it
probably,
is.
That's what I think your thing is, too, because I think a lot of times the people that you play with aren't, like, super sweaty, so, I mean, they're there to have fun, which is fine, but
yeah,
I know you
Fortnite
have really
squad
high
is a bunch of high school kids. It's great.
Yeah.
And all they do is play Fortnite.
Right.
It's brilliant.
That's what I mean. Like, we're always competitive, you know, type of people, so...
yeah.
Playing with people that are of a higher skill level that will put you in the situation that makes the game fun, you know what I mean? Because no one wants to keep dropping salty or retail and all that junk and, like, just dying, like, every time. Oh. That's where the game gets really old.
We win salty 95% of the time. It's great.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. When you play with those people that, you know, you're going to get stuck, you're going to get put in that, you know, final, like, 10 people situation, like, every game, like, it makes the game fun to play. You know what I mean?
It does. Yeah, which is weird because if you think about it, there's only 10% of the players are landing or like getting in the top 10% of the late game because that's just statistics. There's all these other players that are consistently ending badly. How do they keep playing? How is the game still fun? Same thing with PUBG. Like, I see all these people that aren't amazing at PUBG but keep playing it anyway. And they find fun in it. I
just
can't find fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how we're just really competitive people. So, I mean,
yeah.
Speaking of Fortnite, if you guys didn't know, I'm going to sell out real quick. We have a Fortnite tournament this weekend. So,
June 24th?
Next weekend.
So, yeah, this coming weekend.
Yeah, this weekend, 24th.
If y'all are listening from the future, hopefully this is still before then, and you can still make
it. How about we just make it a note to get this out before, just in case?
Oh, it'll be out before it.
Okay.
Especially since I only have to mix two tracks of audio this time instead of four.
I think that we're at like 9 confirmed teams, which is pretty neat.
Ten. We're at 10 confirmed. Boom. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep it
and
going.
I was just talking to our casters earlier today that we have set up for it. We're just waiting to get graphics assets set up for it, and then we're pretty much good to go.
Are we going into any deets about it?
It's really not difficult. It's a standard Fortnite 2v2 where you're going to queue up with your opposing duo into a squads game. Whichever duo gets the most kills wins that round. It's going to be a best of three. And then you move on in the bracket.
Right. Which
points are, well, I was going to say points would be per kill, but in this situation, you just have to go on number of kills. It's not difficult.
Right. Well, and then I guess there's like other issues we could probably account for, like disconnects, stuff like that. I don't know.
No, that's not going to happen. You disconnect, you lost.
All right.
Simple as that.
So get my lag switch ready because I'm going to have to disconnect some kids.
Oh, my God. All right. Britain has forfeited the tournament.
I haven't even signed up yet. Come on, dude.
Why not? Why aren't you signed up? If you don't sign up by tomorrow, I'm putting you in the admin spot and you're helping me run it.
I don't have a duo yet.
But get a freaking duo.
Everyone's better than me.
Pick up Nana.
Oh, my God. No, I'll die, dude. I can't. I love him, but.
I'm sorry I can't play.
I know, it's fine. I'll try and talk Crazy Miller into it. We'll see.
Oh my God, speaking of Miller, I was looking through the teams earlier today, and Preware and Heath changed their team emblem.
No, that was their first one.
Was it really? It's a picture of freaking Miller.
Yeah.
God, those kids are goofy. Those are some goofy kids.
They always roast him, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're really nice
guys,
but they just, I don't know what it is. I think... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so we got 10 teams right now and 4 pending ones.
4 pending teams. Hopefully we can get some more teams signed up.
Yeah. So, I mean, any other rules? So it's PC and
the
Xbox.
Only other main rule is you need to be streaming it and you can't be on PS4. Streaming it so that we can stream it and commentate over it. Right. And then you have to have a 2-minute delay on your stream so everything matches up. Other than that, you're good.
Right. I mean, even if they can't, I mean, we didn't really bring that up about it, but we'll try and make sure that everyone streams it.
I actually sent out an email to everybody that signed up. Oh. Hopefully the people check their email.
Oh, okay.
I did it today just to, you know, remind everybody. Because it's important that we have things to cast, otherwise our casters are going to have nothing to do.
Right.
So... And we got to, like, I might have to finagle the bracket to make sure that the people are streaming. Like.
Oh, dude. Tampering with the bracket, bro.
No, I mean so that there isn't a match with people not streaming versus everybody that's streaming being on, like, one side of the bracket.
Right, right.
So I'll have to sit there and look through it.
Okay. No, that I'm excited. Like, I'm actually, this because this is our first tournament, you know, and I just want us to do good, you know. We got to do it right.
And that, speaking of doing good, I think we're gonna axe our Rainbow Six tournament this coming Friday just because it's taking more resources, and we've only got a couple signups.
All right. Not gonna lie, I completely forgot.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, nobody's. Nobody cares at the moment. I still want to do Rainbow Six. I love Rainbow Six, and it'd be great, but we don't have enough signups for me to warrant setting up everything.
Right.
So.
I just would maybe just hold it back to a better, like a later date to see.
Yeah, just push it back a week or two, and I think that's what we're going to do. I think it'd be cool if we could do, like, every other weekend, we'll just do a tournament, just a basic one. Fortnite, Rainbow Six, whatever. Overwatch. Banana was talking about setting up some Overwatch community tournaments, which would be cool.
But, you know, that's the big thing about it, because there's no prize that we have set up, but we're just trying to make it, at least here, as, like, being an esports organization, I feel like we should try and, you know, tailor that and help grow it. Even though it's just friendly competition, that's the point. We're trying to get people to get in here, get sweaty, bring a towel, because it's going to get sweaty, you know. Try to get people to come play games and, you know, we kind of want to be the place where that goes down. Because you don't really see, I mean, you see a couple, not even really esports orgs. They're just mainly just like game battle wannabes.
Yeah, you got a lot of that kind of stuff. But I think, to be honest, having an esports org with teams and whatnot, also having doing like tournaments is kind of new.
Yeah, unique.
There's a couple other orgs that do it, but it's kind of unique.
Which is I feel like that would be a good avenue for us to take as far as, you know.
Yeah, it's something we've always wanted to do. Like we were just saying, we want to be sweaty. Why not just make a situation for ourselves to be sweaty?
Right.
So, and totally, we're not using these as scouting opportunities to possibly find Fortnite players to represent the org in the coming World Cup for lots of monies. Boom. So by all means, join. Oh, I just smacked my mic. Almost put a hole in my monitor.
Dang, Hulk, chill out. You can.
Look, I'm just trying to summit 1G it.
Dude, that clip literally makes me die every time I see it.
Yo, shout out to 3 weeks ago.
He cocks back and boop, just.
It's funny, then he shows up on his roommate's stream. She's like, I'm going to Best Buy to get a new monitor. It was funny.
Oh, my God. All right, well, we can start
chatting. We can finish up on. I was gonna say we could finish up on Fortnite. They had the pro am thing at E3 that Enja and Marshmello decided to win.
Yeah,
was anyone surprised?
Yeah, it's I don't know, not really. I mean, yeah. Myth
he's not
Myth
the
fell
best
off the map
player.
Again, died to fall damage.
Yep.
So that's pretty funny. But okay, so this is really cool. I don't know if you knew this. So they actually added all the replays.
Yes.
From all of the duos. So you can go back and,
cool.
in the game. Like, you can go back and into the replays in the game and save them and watch them from their point of view.
Yeah. Super cool.
That's crazy. I heard about that like a week ago. I'm like, what?
I mean, it only happened like a week ago.
I know. I'm just saying. Like, I didn't know about it when it first happened. I was just like scrolling through Twitter and I was just like, oh.
Yeah. They added it all. It's super cool.
Now that's,
you can watch them.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that'll help the community learn a lot too. Like that just adds a different level of, you know, like okay. So I'm gonna give you guys like back in the day when we played Halo, right? So tournaments like kind of were the place where people, you know, learned stuff because people would have secrets about the game. I mean, ever before streaming, that's why I feel like there was a lot more dynasties back in the day before streaming, because I felt like teams had their own like little secrets that they couldn't really like. Put out on the internet so people didn't have access to. So like since streaming before streaming, like it was like really, it was pretty common to see like teams like just be unstoppable, you know, just always coming in. Now since it's all streamed and all that stuff, you have all these like angles where you could see people how they, you know, do these crazy, like, you know, they are pretty much just using little things they found about the game. So like, hey, I could jump up to this wall that's like way higher than anything if I just, you know, crouch before I, you know, get up there, or just little things like that. And that just like, those are the things like on a competitive like gamer side that like put you above the next person. Like those little,
that's
like
actually nuances. What Splice did last season in Halo. They didn't scrim and they didn't stream, so no one knew anything about how they were gonna play,
right?
And they just steamrolled,
right?
So
I mean, you're still making it's kind of like, you know, what side of the board do you want? Do you want to be a straight, you know, competitive player and just focus on winning tournaments, or do you want to be an entertainer and stuff and build a following on a stream? But you know,
and that's something that I talk about with all the competitive players that I've ever worked with, including our PUBG team currently, where it's most likely you're going to stop competing at some point. So use your competition to build something else as well.
Right.
Don't dedicate a lot of time with it. Dedicate yourself to winning, but dedicate some time to building a following as a creator, as a manager, whatever it is, so that you have something.
You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, because you don't want to put your livelihood into something that could be gone tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, and I could bring up Ogre 2 in this case. Like, Ogre 2, easily one of the best Halo players of all time, the most winningest player in esports ever. He used to stream, but he didn't put a lot of effort into his stream.
Right.
And now all he does is stream full-time as well as coach for whatever big org picks up.
I've seen a couple other Halo pros do it too. Fear itself and Hysteria.
Fear, Hysteria, and Ninja, they all have personalities.
Right.
Outside of the game. Like, they're decent content creators. And as much as I love Tugger,
I mean,
he's still working on his personality.
He's just that. That is his personality, though. He's super chill.
It really
chill,
is,
though.
But it doesn't lend. There we go. It doesn't lend to, you know, growing a huge stream and living off of it.
I mean, it just kind of is. Ninja was the first, like, kind of. I'm trying to remember, like, back in, like, Justin TV days, like, who the other big streamers were for Halo. Like, absolutely. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He does, like, modeling or something now, which is funny.
Like 3D modeling or, like,
no, like
photography? Like, he's a model.
Like, he's pretty good-looking guy, so.
All right. Good for him.
Let's see.
I mean, every time Naded pops back on Twitch, he gets great viewership because he's got a great personality.
Well, and he's entertaining.
Makes his streams, entertaining.
Like, super.
Yeah, he built that while he was competing, though.
Right.
His personality lends to it.
Well,
I was just using Ogre 2 as an example.
No,
I love the man.
Yeah. Well, I have a question. But this brings up a thought in my head about it. So, do you feel like that, because, like, streaming's been around for, like, a while, right? So, like, all of these big live streamers have been, you know, consistently doing this job for set amount of years. Do you think that, you know, there's going to be that point where, like, we got these big streamers, right, that they're going to transition into something else? Like,
yes.
Do you think?
To a point. I think it will take the same structure as your basic, like, television network news anchors and late night show hosts.
Right.
They're going to have a long run, but eventually they're going to tire from it and they're going to retire from it.
Well, that's,
and do something else.
Well, the reason why I bring that up is because if you think about it, just being under the spotlight when it comes to that every day, I feel like it'd wear you down after a while because, I mean, you can love your job as much as possible, but, like, when you think about it, being it's equivalent to being, you know, famous at that point.
I mean, it is. You are being when you have tens of thousands of people watching you every day,
right?
Do whatever it is you do. That is your life.
Yeah.
You're used to people knowing all the things. And Summit does a really good job of just being him. When he gets upset, and he leaves. He's just like, "Fuck it, I'm done for today. I'll see you guys tomorrow."
Right.
He's very honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's gotten to that point where he's like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna force it. This is me. Deal with it."
Right.
I'm curious to see how long Ninja can maintain.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a different. I don't even know what to. So.
I could never even predict what's going to happen there.
Well, think about it. You have hundreds of thousands of people watching you. You're not even going to be able,
like,
to go to the, like, store at that point. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like anywhere you go, you're literally going to be just. People are going to know who you are. And
He's more famous than most sports players now.
Right.
Especially on social media. On social media, he wins. He has the most interactions.
Right. Think about it. Like, I don't know, dude. If you think about, like, having your little circle of friends, just, like, keeping in contact with them, and, like, imagine just having your Twitter feed is just, like, just barreling full of just all this content. Because as a content creator, that's, like, something really big. Is, like, you got to be, especially if you're trying to network, like, so through social media and stuff, you can't just, like, not respond to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you got to interact.
Yeah. Interaction is, like, what is pretty much, like, in the description when it comes to being, like, a content creator and on any platform. You know, that's the easiest way you're going to grow is because people are there to, you know, connect with other people. So,
Yeah. That goes right to a point where I think you made a couple of weeks ago about how a lot of the big streamers started putting their Instagram and Twitter handles in their titles for their stream.
Right.
Because you got to have a way to interact with your audience outside of stream.
Well, yeah. And that's just kind of like simple social networking is like you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You know, you need to output content onto other platforms so people can know you're there. And how do you know? Because, like, let's just say you're a live streamer, right? You don't really know what platform you're going to do best on. You know, you could be a decent streamer, but let's just say you know how to edit or you're really good at taking pictures and you just happen to be a live streamer. That can, you know, you could cross, you know, pollinate right up in that with all your social media stuff. You just don't,
yeah,
you don't know. Which, that's the cool thing about it. And I really enjoy, like, digging in deep and, like, trying out new, like, types of content and, like, trying to, like, challenge myself to do new things, which is cool. Like, I've pretty much always been that type of person. Like, I don't want to, like, copy someone else's idea. I want to, like, turn it and make it my own, you know?
Right.
But I don't know.
I just like trying to take all the parts that people use to win and just put it all together.
Yeah. Well, like, still fail. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I made a tweet about this, right? And
yeah,
there's been a huge increase in the amount of people that have been live streaming, right? Thousands, 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 thousands of people just, you know, popping the live stream on. And you see a lot of people like, cause let me just give you like a basic outline of what my day is. So, I wake up, right? I go to class, or if I don't have class today, I wake up, you know, get around and check emails, any other business things. I usually go to the gym and then I sit down and I research. And, you know, I research streamers. I'll go into, you know, said game that I like to play. I'll look down. I'll just scroll down, you know, about the maybe like less than 10 viewer people. And I just click on streams and I watch them for a little bit just to see what people are doing. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, like, you'll get there and, like, no one's talking. Like, they literally are just staring at their screen, just, like, playing games. And, you like, you'll say, hey, and they'll acknowledge you and be like, hey, what's up, man? And that's it. Like, you don't, there's no interaction whatsoever. And it, like, I don't think it's until that point I, like, started going up to, like, the 30, like, 25 to 30 viewer range. That's yeah, where you start getting the, like, normal people, like, without there to interact with you. But
yeah,
it's just crazy to think that like especially being in a live stream, it's like you have to be on the whole time pretty much. Like if people will come in and go like so fast.
Is for the chat to interact with you.
Yeah.
Unless you're a pro.
But even then,
that's not an excuse anymore. Nowadays you've got guys like Ninja and
Lupo?
Somebody you mentioned, Daniel the Demon.
Oh yeah.
That man is very good at games. He plays Warframe very well.
Right.
But he never misses a beat on chat. It's ridiculous.
No, and it's insane. Like, and if you think about that, it's just like people are coming in and out of your stream like crazy. Just people come in there in 5 seconds, literally will make a first impression of your stream and be like, oh, get this guy out of here. You know, that's why you got to make it like creative and interact with people. Like, it's always like you got to take it this way. If somebody takes the time out of their day to like go to your stream, and even if you have 5 viewers and no one's talking, someone's taking the time out of the day to like watch your stream, even if they're lurking, you know, they're a viewer too. Like,
yeah,
you gotta like, they're your best friend because they're there at the beginning, you know. And that's, I don't know, it just baffles me. Like, I just go through all these streams, right, and everyone's just like quiet, 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 quiet. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Makes me sad. It's just like, I don't know,
I found that I have a really hard time talking while I'm playing sweaty games. Like last night, for example, I was playing Fortnite. I had 3 other guys in the call. I was talking with them a bunch. I was interacting with the chat as much as I could. But whenever there's, you know, a big fight or we're running from the zone, I look less at the chat. And that drives me nuts. As soon as I swap games over to a single-player story-based game, my chat interaction just skyrocketed.
You need to, like, so what I do is I tend to, whenever I'm playing, right, I'm communicating like my thought process, even though
I try to
train your, because I used to be like that too. When I played Halo, I was just like focus and just
play the game. I do that a lot, where I just, you know, try to narrate
Yeah.
That's what I was looking
for. Well, that's what you should do.
But when people are actually interacting in the chat and saying shit to me, I have a hard time glancing over. Because it seems like every single time I do, I get sniped.
Yeah, sniped. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just how it happens.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. It's just like, I feel like people, whenever you're in those situations, they understand that. So they're not going to say something. You just, I don't know.
No, not my chat. My chat sucks. They're always like, oh, you got sniped for looking at us? Nah, it's your own fault.
Yeah, you suck.
Why aren't you talking to us more? Freaking hypocritical jerks. I love them, though. I love them.
Yeah. It's just like, there's a couple other, I mean, we could talk about stream tips all night, dude. There's so many things that you could take into account. The biggest thing I can probably say is, like, interaction's huge. Become best friends with people. You know, be nice. It's really not that hard to be nice to people.
It's really not.
Like, it's yeah, I don't know. There's a lot.
People have issues with it sometimes.
So many people, dude.
They're, not. I'm going to, like, kind of try and segue here, but you see that TwitchCon tickets were announced?
Oh, I didn't.
Not available yet.
Yeah.
The first weekend of July or something.
Right.
So, they also opened up a call for content. So, panels, exhibitors, not exhibitors, but, like, artist booths and cosplays and whatnot.
Are we pimping rides?
Yeah. Yo, I heard you like blue, so we put blue in your blue, so you can blue while you blue. He actually did it twice. That's why there's three rings on the logo.
Yeah.
He pimped our logo twice. Put blue in it twice.
Shit. Well,
But Taylor's trying to put a panel together. She's already got some cool people that are on board with her. So she's setting up. She's proposing to Twitch a cool streaming 101 style thing.
Yeah, like a social media networking kind of thing that we were kind of chatting about. Or
yeah, like everything that we're talking about, but take bigger, more successful streamers and use their point of view.
But are they bigger, though? You know.
In terms of viewership, yes.
Okay, no. You didn't say no.
No.
Okay.
No, you are correct. I didn't specify how they were bigger.
Okay.
Their biceps are definitely about not bigger than yours, sir.
Oh, that reminded me. So, affiliates are getting sub badges in July, supposedly.
Ah, yes.
So we could touch on that if you want.
1 month, 3 months, 6 months?
Yes.
I think that's all they get.
1 month, yeah. 3 months, 6 months, and I think maybe a year?
I don't remember them saying anything about a year, but maybe. Always going to look it up. I haven't figured out what I want to make mine yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I figured mine out. I already showed Logan.
You're easy. You got good branding for your channel. My channel is dumb nowadays.
I just
thought of what mine would have been. If I hadn't switched off of the lowrider thing, because I had the lowrider thing going for a while, I had my sub celebration. I totally could have done a pair of fuzzy dice as right?
What? So you just gotta sit down and think of stuff that you could do. Like, what's your channel about? And then go from
it's
there.
It's literally about nothing anymore.
Well, what are your?
I
hobbies?
I don't have a theme anymore. What are my hobbies? I don't have any
hobbies. What do you enjoy? If you had a list
nothing.
Three things.
I'm a crotchety old man. I hate everything. Bah humbug? Yeah. Get off my lawn.
Then you could do like a salt shaker, dude.
Salt shaker? All right, I'm done. Done. Doing it. Salt shaker. Salt Jeppy.
Maybe or just I could have do a noose. That, so like, I, you know, like, it's really cool. This is like totally not even really that big of a deal, but like when you see people that have sub badges and like I think it's cool to see how like it evolves over time, you know? Like the longer you're a sub. Some of them have some pretty cool ones, but a lot of people just do like color changes and stuff, which is fine. But like some of them have some like really cool, interesting ideas, but
my longest running sub right now is 28 months.
That's nuts.
I think there's only one person else in that stream that has a sub longer than mine, and it's only by like 2 weeks. Simply Jackson.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah.
I had to.
She was the first sub I ever. First person I ever subbed to, and I'm keeping it.
Hey. Putting the flag in the ground, dude. Holding
damn
down.
Right. Damn right. That's... I don't even want to do the math on how much that's cost me, but...
Wait, how long?
28 months.
28 months times five, so...
$140.
Yeah. Unless you're doing that.
Which is depressing to think that only half of that went to her.
Right. So. I mean, you could, you know, do the next tier up, dude, and then there you go.
Yeah, that's going to cost me twice as much, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Believe me, if I had the money, I'd be throwing tier three subs at everybody.
Right. I really don't sub to big streamers anymore. It's mainly, like, the small guys. You know, I throw my Prime sub at, like, my friends. I don't really throw it at big streamers. I mean, they have the following. We don't need, I don't know.
Yeah. Very rarely do I sub to anybody anymore. I think I sub to my girlfriend.
I mean, that's a given. Because if you don't, it. She'll grill you alive.
So, whatever. Whatever. I on principle, don't sub to anybody in the org, just because then I'd have to sub to everybody except for her.
I think it's a what's the name for that? Conflict of interest. Is that what
conflict
it's,
of interest? Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. A
little bit.
But I don't know. I think it's cool that affiliates are starting to get kind of a little bit of stuff, but like, and they changed the payout to set amount of months. It's like only 45
days. It's only 45 days now. Oh, so much better. It makes the math more difficult, but
well,
whatever.
When I get my payout, my first one, I'll, feel free to.
You should be. Are you going to get that?
I haven't done it yet.
Do it.
Why?
Cause money.
But I could let it go up higher.
Or you could come, like, visit us for the August Twitch St. Louis meetup. Dude, you totally should. Icy's coming out. Nas is coming out. Boone and Snowcone are coming down from Chicago.
I might have to.
You might have to. You know you got a place to stay for free. So.
Lit. Well,
it's only a 7-hour drive.
I know, dude.
Yeah, you've done that before, too.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a $40 plane ticket from Wichita to St. Louis, or from St. Louis to Wichita, a couple weeks ago that I saw.
Oh, snap, dude.
There might be another one going back.
I have to see.
That would be funny, actually. Oh, do a round trip for $80. Dude, it might be worth it. There you go.
Totally worth. Oh, my gosh. So, did you hear about the Space Force program?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so Trump ordered the creation of military branch. Right. Separate but equal to the Air Force is the Space Force. Where do I sign up? Get me in there, dude.
I'm down.
I'm shooting it Martians.
Sounds like Halo. Yep. Where's the Covenant? Give me my battle rifle. I've been training for this.
Yeah. My dream is reality.
Look, in the next 20 years, it could be.
Dude, I'm okay with it.
Between Elon Musk and everything else? Well, no. Okay, just with Elon Musk, like, you never know what's going to happen.
You're right. Well, it's crazy to think because there hasn't been a military branch. Well, I'm reading some of the tweets. There hasn't been a military branch since the Air Force was created in 1947.
What? I mean, yeah, realistically, do you need another one?
I mean, no.
Have we needed another branch?
I mean, there hasn't been, yeah. No, you're right.
Like, where else could we? Land, sea, and air. We had that covered. And then that other branch. And then the other one that I don't know what it is.
I don't know, dude.
Well, you got the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. That's four.
Right. Well, I don't want to say Marines and Army are the same. I mean, They're like,
no, they're not. They're separate branches. They're
separate branches, but more like infantry. That's what
we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Marines. Yeah, but what's the fifth branch?
Coast Guard.
Coast Guard counts as a branch?
Let me pull it up.
National Guard?
I'm looking at it. Hold on. What we got? What we got? Yeah, Army, Navy, Marine, Coast Guard, Space Force.
Sorry, the Scouts, my bad.
Air Force. Dude, fly me up into a rocket. I'm going in.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm down.
You know what?
Like I said, give me my space suit. Give me my combat armor and my battle rifle.
Dude.
Yeah. You mean a railgun?
Well, any of that. Give me a weapon that I could shoot literally a force ball at and just like
Jesus. Dude,
there's so many possibilities.
It's not Doom, bro. It's not Doom. Settle down.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not Doom. Doom did happen on Mars.
Oh no. All right, well that would,
it's all coming together now. Hold on. Elon Musk is going to Mars. NASA is racing him to Mars. I think the Chinese are racing him to Mars too.
Dude.
And then Trump decides to make a space force. Coincidence? I think not. I'm saying we're gonna open up a portal to hell on Mars.
All right. Well, better call up The Rock to do Doom 2. IRL.
Oh my God.
Low key, everyone hated that movie, but I just loved it because it was so bad.
It was fun.
Good.
Yeah. And dude, okay, my favorite part, obviously the first person section.
No, that was cool. Everyone hated on that movie so bad, dude. I was just like, this movie's awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I enjoyed it.
Just like the old Mortal Kombat movies, dude. Those are so good to me just because they're so bad.
Have you ever seen Big Trouble in Little China?
Maybe. Sounds kind of
It's funny. It's like from the same like age.
Right.
What's the word I'm looking for? The same
era.
Same era. There we go. Yeah. I am blanking on words tonight. Yeah, same era where it's like that cheesy fight style and then music and that like mid to late 80s.
Mortal Kombat. I'm surprised they haven't done another Mortal Kombat movie.
I mean, that's where we end the video. Yeah.
Oh, come on. We got to do our E3, our favorite E3s.
Oh, yeah, we do got to go over E3. You're right. We should do that.
Yeah, and then we'll end it on that. Fair? Okay, how about this? First things first, I want to hear your ranking for the conferences, like from, you know, best to worst.
Well, I slept through the Nintendo one, so that doesn't count for me.
Okay.
But it goes Sony, Xbox.
I think they're on equal grounds. I don't know.
No. They didn't have anything good at Xbox.
That you were interested in. But
no, they have games I'm extremely interested in, but the weight of those games in the gaming industry, like their actual impact, nothing. That's why I'm considering putting Bethesda above even Microsoft because Bethesda did things so good.
Yeah, their show was really good.
Their show was excellent. And they did it so well that I'm considering putting them above Microsoft. Even though the huge Microsoft fanboy that I am, I love me some Halo and I love me some Forza. I'm really looking forward to Gears 5.
Yeah.
But I'm going with Sony for this year just because they had The Last of Us with girls kissing. They had
all the controversy,
Death Stranding
with
baby butts. And what else did they have?
Those are the big ones. Can't think of any.
They had a couple other big ones.
Well, the Division 2, but that, I guess, I don't know. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, well, either way, so you said the first three. What about the rest? How do you feel about them? Because I feel like the last couple are just, I don't know.
Ubisoft was all right. There really wasn't, like, this year wasn't phenomenal in terms of E3s.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think it's got to the point where, I don't know, E3 is kind of, I'm not saying it's getting old. I'm thinking it's like going to start taking more of a transition in its own.
Well, and that's what we talked about last time when Stinkfist was on. Like, he brought up the point that, you know, E3 in its current state is outdated.
Right.
So, and we agreed with him. And I think this year really showed that, where it's just like, eh, I think it's not going to go away in its current form anytime soon.
Well, no, I think it's going to adjust into something a little bit more modern, but I don't know. I will
complain about Sony's conference. Yeah, you know what? You know what?
I mean, they did lose connection, and it kind of just, I don't know.
They lost connection. They did the stupid moving the audience thing around, and that really ruined it for me. They didn't have... I'm traditional. I like having the big stage with the big fancy lights like Microsoft did, and having a couple different speakers right. come out and talk about stuff. Sony didn't have a single speaker on the stage, except for the very opening point, but yeah. It wasn't the big stage. It was the stage in the church.
When they,
that
like,
just didn't.
Dude, oh my gosh. So, you know...
They spent like 20 minutes transferring the audience from one building to the other.
Right.
And then the final 40 minutes showing like 7 or 8 games.
Oh my God, they would show the games, right? This drove me bonkers. So they would show the game, and then they would just show the screen from the stage. Like, get me in the gameplay, dude. I don't want to see.
Yeah, I don't want to see it from inside the studio.
They did that for Devil May Cry.
All right, yeah.
And another one.
Devil May Cry. Yeah.
But they, they would just show this big screen, and this guy standing there not talking. I'm like, bro, get me in. Immersion. Come on. I'm not supposed to see this product if you're, you know.
Yeah, I don't give a crap about the audience. So, I'm not in it.
I will say it was really nice, like, go back and, like, watch some of the trailers, like, in 60 FPS, 4K.
Oh, yeah. I jumped on the 4K TV the day after and loaded up the Death Stranding trailer, the Last of Us gameplay. Let me tell you what.
Dude. It's
pixel for pixel. We're coming to a new age, and it's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Well, I will say, though, Devil May Cry 5, those graphics look insane, too. I don't know.
Yeah. There was a screenshot of, and I forget her name.
No, the chick. Yeah, I saw you retweet that.
Yeah, you saw me retweet that, where the other pictures of her and the gameplay of it, like, yeah, she looks really good, but this one particular headshot just looked so real. It was phenomenal. Oh, I loved it.
It was crazy. That game is going to be super fun. I'm going to have to, like, go back and play that, play through the other ones.
I also like the fact that they decided to go back and continue it and create a sequel, as opposed to continuing with the reboot they made a couple years ago.
Right. Well, I like how they, like, kind of, well, that's the same character from the reboot, right? The first one?
No, it's the character from 4.
4, okay.
So Virgil? In DMC 4, they had a couple other characters.
I'm pretty sure it's Virgil. It's like Dante's brother or something. I'm trying to remember. Don't quote me.
I don't know. I never finished 4.
I played. Oh my gosh,
one.
We know what we forgot?
What?
Resident Evil 2.
Oh, dude. Oh my God. So when they were announcing that, I was like, what is this? What is this?
Dude,
and
there
I started
so
I kept
many
making
hits.
Guesses.
I went back and, oh, dude.
Yeah, I know. There was so much, and I don't know how I missed it every time. But once they did, I lost it. It was great. I'm excited.
It's completely
I'm really
different.
Hoping they don't screw it up. Well, what everybody's saying is it's not – it's still maintaining a lot of the same aspects of the original.
There's a gameplay of the demo. So they had the demo, right? There's a couple of YouTubers that put up the gameplay of it, and it looks really good. I feel like it's scarier now because, you know, if you think about Resident Evil 2, right, you always had set camera angles, right? So you couldn't really, like...
But that's what made it scary.
I know, but at the same
those
point,
old
you're
that
hectic.
Was what made those so old.
I know.
Okay, all right, hold on.
It's still
this
hectic.
I have a particular concept and hypothesis about what made old horror games so scary. First one, it was those fixed camera angles. Second one, shitty graphics. You could never tell what was going on. Third one, shitty controls. You couldn't control.
Right.
You couldn't know, you didn't know what the fuck you were doing half the time, and it got you killed. And that's what made it scary.
Yeah. It looks promising. You should if you get some free time, you should go watch the gameplay for the demo they had. It looks really, I'll go check it out. It looks really interesting. Like they went from a different point of view. It's more so, you know, you have like Rose and Leon, right? It's
Claire
or Claire. Sorry, my bad. Claire.
Yeah.
Claire and Leon. They kind of flip-flop the point of view a little bit more. Like it's really interesting. But I look super.
I'll fun. Have to go check no. because now I'm concerned.
No, it's so the demo's it's Leon's point of view the whole time.
All right.
But it looks really okay. cool. And it looks hard. I mean, they had the developers talking about it too. And they were saying keeping the game, you know, just like pretty much as close to the core mechanics as possible, but fixing up some of the parts of the game that were, you know, not that could be improved because they have the technology and the, you know, assets to like do that now. So might as well. It's pretty cool. There's this, I don't want to spoil the demo for you, but there's this one part where they bring in, they have like this computer screen. They're like watching this video, like security footage on, and it's an old ass computer. Like it looked like it's cool. They didn't like update that kind of stuff, which is neat.
So it's actually like a remake of a game from 1995.
I think so. You have to watch it, and I really enjoy.
Resident Evil 2 was 1998, I think.
Yeah, 7 or 8, one of the two. Because I remember watching a couple of videos on it. They had a
yeah.
Well, it's really I really think it's going to be enjoyable just because the over the back kind of thing. It's different. It's like it's hard to explain. You just go watch it. Anybody in chat?
I'm going to go watch it. Just go watch it. We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
Or on Thursday when we do Pieces of Blue Part 2. I don't know.
Something.
Something.
I'm trying to think of anything
else. What other games?
Cyberpunk looks pretty cool, even though they have a CGI. Do they actually have a gameplay or just the CGI trailer?
The public didn't get to see the gameplay. The gameplay was from behind closed doors, and everybody had to sign NDAs. So they couldn't talk about it, except that it was amazing. Apparently,
yeah. I need to see some game. There's a lot of CGI trailers.
I mean, yes, but we're also like Last of Us and Death Stranding. None of that was CGI. It was all.
Well, I know, but they've been
and it looked like it was CGI.
No, it was nice.
I don't know, man.
Ice is here. Shh, quiet.
It wasn't an or. Fuck you. Icy. Shh.
I mean, you kind of did go.
No, it was just a squeal, all right? It's just a squeal.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a squeal. Jesus.
I'm trying to think of any other games. There was a couple.
Well, Gears 5. I'm excited for that. They did the whole controversy thing, too, making a female character is the main point of view.
It looks good.
It looks great. I don't think... Okay, so can we talk about the controversy for 30 seconds? I don't give a fuck if my main character's a chick.
Well, no, Battlefield 5 did that too.
Yeah, like, I'm sick of people saying that they're upset by it. They need to get over their own fucking penises and just live their life. I heard better ones from a dog. I see. Look, I will... Never mind. That was going to sound inappropriate. Okay. Never mind. Never mind.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Gears 5 looks awesome. And I want to play Forza Horizon 4 because it's right. Completely open world, persistent, and they've got seasons that like are synced up along all players. No, it's super cool.
It's crazy. Well, that and there's one other one I was thinking of. Well, they didn't actually have a trailer for it, but there's this horror co-op game called Get the F Out, GTFO, and it's really cool. It's made by the same company that worked on Payday 2. So it's like a survival, like co-op horror experience, and it looks BA. Yep. It looks thick.
Starbreeze is also doing another. They're doing like a Left 4 Dead 2, or Left 4 Dead style game. Also Payday 2 guys.
Yeah. You know, I saw that. It was like a shoot 'em up zombie kind of thing.
Yeah, which also looks kind of could be cool.
Right. I think Banana's at work. I see. He's responsible now.
He was in the chat a minute ago.
He was.
Dying Light 2.
I didn't.
I wasn't a big fan of the first one. So, I'm glad everybody can be excited for it. But it's not my thing.
Skate 4.
You mean what's it called?
Session.
Session. There we go. You mean Session?
God, I'm so salty.
That was the biggest
tease ever.
Like the jabated moment. Like that is a definition of jabated. I believe.
I feel okay. So we did the reactions thing where we were like watching the stream, right? And every game I was like, Skate 4.
Yeah. Every
and then the
time.
Skateboarding thing literally had the same graphics as Skate 4. Like it looked like a skate game, right? And then the name came up. I lost it, dude. I was dead.
Everybody was just like, what? What? So
it was horrible.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
There hasn't been a good skateboarding game since Tony Hawk Underground. At me.
I preferred Underground 2.
Well, the series.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Same thing with Need for Speed, though. I preferred Underground 2.
So Underground is low-key the way to go.
Yeah, it really is. Blue Esports Underground coming at you soon. Yo! We can make that our new podcast.
Lit. Underground Sessions with BMT and Low Jippy.
Sessions?
Damn it!
Triggered.
Damn it, it's in my brain. Gadget.
What's up, Gadget?
What's up, you sexy man beast?
What other games are out there? There's a bunch of blinking on. So Division 2, that'll be cool. Oh, Division 2 is going to have 8-player raids.
Yeah, like that.
Which could be fun.
I didn't even get so I'm totally just like a multiplayer kid, so I don't play all these games that like have somewhat substance when it comes to, you know, looting.
Right?
Anything that has substance I haven't played, so.
I mean, you played Destiny.
Yeah.
Division is like a Tom Clancy's Destiny.
I will say they did do a turnaround because I know Division 1 had a really... Jesus Christ! Hi. Hi. Fuck.
Jesus, that scared me.
I'm doing that podcast. Hold on. What's up? What's up, man? Streaming, doing the podcast right now. Got like 5 minutes and then I'll be out, I swear.
You getting drunk tonight?
Maybe.
Now you're getting fucking drunk tonight, dude. Don't say anything racist on this podcast.
That's the main.
Oh my god. Lel.
All right.
Well, I guess maybe we can start wrapping it up then. I think Britain's got to leave.
Literally scared the crap out of me.
You going to go change your shorts now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Speaking of shorts. No. Yes.
You don't even know.
Icy, when you're here, got to show you something. Banana made a purchase today, and he's not here to stop me or defend himself, so I'm going to do it.
Oh, no.
He bought cargo shorts.
Give me, like, 2 minutes. I'll do it. I swear. I can't do it right now. I can't do it right
there
now.
There he is.
Look, I... I needed work shorts. I needed work shorts. Right? And they were the only ones available. That fit well, because your boy's a fat ass, alright?
All right. Grandpa's both of you.
Look.
Alright.
I'm
I gotta
only
go.
Wearing them for work.
Oh my god.
Alright, we gotta sign off. Britain's gotta leave.
They're handing me liquor, dude. I can't do it.
Okay. Y'all can roast him some more next week. We'll have Banana on next week and you can roast him then.
Thanks for hanging out, everyone. Icy.
Thanks for hanging out, guys.
You guys are the saints. It was nice hanging out and seeing you guys, chatting it up.
Yeah.
I have to come to one of the Kansas City meetups because I missed the last one.
Try and drag you out to St. Louis. We'll see what we can do.
Might have to.
We'll see. All right, Britton, you get out of here. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll catch you guys next week.
Thank
and if you're on the audio podcast, thanks for listening.
Easy.
Peace.